feel about all the people in your life? Have you given it some thought lately? Oh, my partner, my family, my friends, my next door neighbours, the people I work with, the people I socialise with, the people I play sport with, the people I go to church with, whoever you have in your life, do you ever think about whether or not you're adding value to their life? Do you make them laugh? Do you listen to them when they talk? Do you help them if they're in trouble? Do they want to be in your life? And in a really important question, do you want to be in their life? Because yes, you're adding value to their life, but are they adding value to your life? And could that be a really important question? And I'll rephrase the question. Is it possible that there are lots of very unhappy people in the world because of the people they have in their life? So do you hear people say, I'm miserable because my partner treats me badly? Or I'm unhappy because my kids are rude or disrespectful to me? Or I don't love my life because the people in my life are not adding value to my life, or they're criticizing me or pulling me down, or they're not holding me accountable to my goals, or they don't care about my goals. If you look at the challenges that people have in their life, how many of those have something to do with other people? If I ask business owners, how's business? A large percentage of people will share with me in some way, shape or form this statement. This would be a great business if it wasn't for the people. The people cause me challenges. They cause me hassle. They make my life complicated and difficult. Now, the reverse of that, how awesome is it when you have people in your life who add value? They make you laugh, that you feel that they genuinely care about you. They listen to you when you talk. They're excited about your goals. If it's your partner or someone who's important to you physically, they are giving you, creating feelings inside you that give you what you need. So you feel loved, you feel cared about, you feel attractive because they are attracted to you. And is life better when you have great people in your life? So it's an interesting balance. How crappy can life be when you have people in your life who are not adding value, or they're pulling you down or treating you badly, disrespecting you? But how awesome can life be if you have people in your life who love you, care about you, treat you respectfully, and want you to have a successful, happy life? Now, probably a first question to ask is, what do you consider to be a happy, successful life? And what kind of person are you? And that's the really uncomfortable question that I was asked a very long time ago by somebody who came into my life who didn't care whether they hurt my feelings or not. They just wanted to point out the facts of life to me. And isn't it nice to have those kind of people, honest, and I would call them true friends, people who tell you the truth. And I often have a giggle about this one. A friend that says, don't wear that, it makes you look fat. Versus when you say, should I wear this? And they say, no, that makes you look awesome. You look lovely. And then when you're out, you catch yourself in a reflection in a window or mirror and you go, oh my goodness, I should never have worn this. I look ridiculous in this. Do you want people in your life to tell you the truth, to be honest with you, to share true life facts with you, or even if it's their opinion, but it's coming from a place of, I care about you and I want to tell you the truth? Well, I'm very privileged that I had somebody like that in my life, and he was a much older man than I was at the time. I was only 18. I think he was 35, and of course, that's very old when you're 18. And he gave to me a list of reasons why my life might be really crappy. He shared with me that I might not be attracting great people into my life, disrespectful people, people who were using me for all different reasons except for adding value to my life, because I was not the person that would attract great people into my life because I didn't like who I was. And it's a very confrontational thing to have pointed out to you, or a question when somebody says, do you like who you are? Do you like hanging out by yourself? Do you love being with you? Would you like to be in a relationship with you? And when I got over my anger of how dare you ask me that question, didn't last very long, thank goodness, because he did point out to me also that that was in an inappropriate response to somebody who was trying to make your life better. And the only reason that that information came out was I was whinging, moaning and complaining. So the suggestion was made that rather than whinge, moan and complain, because when you whine, someone will give you cheese with that wine, how about do something about it? Don't just whinge and moan and complain about your relationships or your life or where your life's headed. Do something about it, woman. So the suggestion was, Who do you want to attract into your life, and are you that person? And it was a great gift given to me, which I have now shared with literally thousands of other people. Do you have a list of non-negotiable standards for yourself? Who are you? What do you stand for? What are your core values? What would you die for? And non-negotiable means exactly that. I am this person regardless of the weather, of my financial situation, whether I'm fat or skinny, whether I am in a happy life or a miserable life. This is the person that I am. And the suggestion was, as I always share, pick five words that you want to be to describe you as a person, who you are, what you would die for, what your core values are, and then be that person. Don't compromise that. Don't sacrifice that. Don't negotiate that for anybody. And I'm very privileged that that happened to me at 18. So I decided, as I always share, that my five words are tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional. Now, I know that there's six, but I'm a bit of an extra mile girl. And I came up with those words over a long process of what was important to me and why, and how I wanted to live my life, and how I wanted to represent myself in every situation, and what I wanted my reputation to be. But most importantly, when I looked in the mirror, who did I want to see? So to me, tough and fair means that, yes, I'm going to be tough and handle the tough situations, but I'm not going to be a dictator, and I'm not going to get angry at people. I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to be really tough about the things that I believe in, but I'm going to be very fair and very understanding. So tough and fair, positive. To me, positive is the ultimate word, because it doesn't matter what happens in your life, can you find a positive? Or if you are a parent, a teacher, coach, or a leader, should you find the positive in every situation? Does the world need people who, regardless of the crap that's going on, can find a positive in every situation? So tough and fair, positive. Stylish to me was about, yes, my presentation, but my everything about me wasn't to be fashionable or wasn't to follow what the world was doing. And there's that great quote, fashion is designed to go out of style, but style never goes out of fashion. So my stylish comes from my five words, which are, who are you? And how would that, what does that style look like? So if I'm a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional woman, what would my style be? How would I dress? How would I look? How would I speak? How would my house look? How would my car look? How would my office look? Everything about my life would be in that particular style. So tough and fair, positive, stylish. Disciplined, of course, is do what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. And as I always share, we all know what we're supposed to do, and we know when we're supposed to do it. It's just we don't do it when we don't feel like it. So I made an absolute commitment that regardless of how I felt, hungry, tired, angry, stressed, it doesn't matter. If you have to do something, you do it. You don't make an excuse for it, you just do it. And when you set that as a standard for your life, it makes life really easy, because once again, you don't have to make decisions. You just ask yourself, what would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional person do? Last word is professional for me, and I chose that because for me that means lots of things, and of course for you that would mean lots of other things. But for me, professional means the person who is all of the things that they say they're going to be, and they be that person all of the time. And to me, the ultimate is that a professional is a person who keeps learning. So if you look at the definition of professional from, say, a sporting perspective, if I call myself a professional basketballer or a professional race car driver or a professional tennis player, that number one means I'm getting paid to do what I do. But for most people, that means you're bloody good at what you do. Because if somebody's prepared to invest money in your skill set, then obviously you must be good at it. Now, to me, professional goes a step further than that, is that a true professional is always aiming to get better. So the best professional tennis players, the best professional football players, the best professional race car drivers, the best professional business people, they're all aiming to get better. So they're constantly learning. And as I always share, the best know they can get better. Now, I'm sharing that with you because when you decide you're going to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional, now they're just my words, I'm asking you to decide, who are you? Who are you? What do you stand for? What are your core values? And is it possible that if you set those standards for yourself where they are not negotiable, you would never sacrifice them or compromise them? Is it possible that you would attract into your life those kind of people? Better question though, does it matter if you don't? Because if you love who you are because you are the person you've promised yourself to be, there's no lack of integrity. You can look in the mirror every single day and say, yes, today I live my life, for me, a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional person. Is it possible that you could also feel happy? Now, whatever your definition of happy is, it might be that you feel content with your life, you feel satisfied with your life, you feel excited about your life, you just don't feel angry or upset about your life, you love living your life. Now, the beautiful thing about that, though, is it doesn't matter what the world throws at you. And is it possible that a lot of people are unhappy, and particularly unhappy in their relationships, because they're looking for reasons that the world has made them unhappy? That person makes me angry. Those people upset me. This situation has stressed me out. And if you listen to that terminology, is it possible that all of that's coming from the outside? What if you decided that nobody could make you angry, nobody could upset you, nobody could pull you down, unless you allow them to? And here's a great question: why the hell would you allow them to? If someone's trying to upset you and you get upset, obviously they've won. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like that situation. I don't want somebody to think they can upset me and then they do. So if I am a, and I'll use my words again, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person, whatever other people do doesn't affect me. It can't, because I won't let it. A disciplined person, and there's this great quote I was shared a very long time ago, Rowie, learn to discipline your disappointment. So if you can discipline everything in your life, if people are trying to hurt you, criticize you, pull you down, they're nasty to you, they're negative to you, and you get disappointed by that, would it be a good idea to discipline your disappointment? Because you can't control what other people do. You can't control the weather. You can't control most experiences that the world throws at you. But is it possible that you have full and complete control over how you respond to what happens to you? So if somebody's nasty to you, you can choose to get hurt and upset, or you can choose not to. If somebody tries to stop you from doing what you love to do, and it might be your partner or your parents or your sisters and brothers or whoever in your life is trying to influence you, but you don't let them, because that's not who you are. You would never compromise or sacrifice or negotiate who you are. And there's probably an even better question again: why would you? And if you did, is it possible that you wouldn't respect yourself? So if you've decided to be a certain person with a certain standard, with levels of behavior that only you would accept in your life, and it doesn't matter what other people think, it's you. What are you going to do? If you lower those standards, if you compromise them, sacrifice them, or negotiate them, is it possible that you would feel really miserable about yourself? Is it possible that if you live the person that you've promised yourself to be, that it doesn't matter what's going on in the world? So we have no control over a lot of things, so why bother being upset about them, especially other people? Because we can't control what other people do. Isn't that exciting to know? We have no control over how people will treat us. And I get excited to share that with you, because if I had to write a book, and I never would, but if I had to write a book about people that have treated me like shit, it would be a very large book. Literally thousands of people. And if you, and this is not just, you know, poor old Roy, if you looked at the way what some people have done to me personally, or tried to do to me, because they can't do anything to me unless I let them. But people have stolen from me, they've lied to me, they've cheated me, they've done a whole heap of crappy things. And I wish you could see my face, because a big smile on my face. I'm just really grateful for all of them. Because first of all, if you trust somebody, or you think somebody's a great person, or you like somebody, and then they shit on you, that's pretty cool. Because now you know. If they didn't, or if they kept pretending that they liked you and they didn't reveal who they really are, you would be just blissfully thinking that they're a great person. But under stress, or in a tough situation, or if somebody steals from you or lies to you or treats you badly or they're disrespectful to you or any of the horrible things that people do, it's awesome, because now they've revealed themselves. Now you know who they are. And it's something that, again, was taught to me a really long time ago, and I fought it for a really long time. It was, Rowie, believe everybody to be stupid or untrustworthy or unreliable until proven otherwise. Now, I know that sounds pretty harsh, but it was interesting because at the time I lived in a life that was exactly the opposite. I trusted everybody, believed in everybody, thought everybody was awesome. And if they let me down, well, now I know. Well, ultimately, the only person I have control over is myself. So as I've shared often, my stress relief management program is expect the worst, plan for the worst, and everything after that is easy because you plan for it. So if you plan that everybody that comes into your life has the, or you are at risk that they could hurt you or steal from you or cheat on you or be terrible people, then you'll never be blindsided. Now, it's a really interesting way to live because it doesn't mean I walk around going, oh, I hate everybody. It just means I'm aware that human nature is capable of doing some really terrible things. And I have no control over that. You don't either. Isn't that interesting? It's also very exciting because the question is, who do you have control over? So whatever happens, whether it's something you have no control over because it happens in the world, it's a Mother Nature thing or of a global financial crisis or a worldwide medical pandemic and you have no control over it, versus people that are in your life and do terrible things to you, if you've got no control over it, you get to choose how you respond to it. And what if you laugh about it? What if you learn from it? What if you grow from it? What if you become better because of it? Wouldn't that be awesome? So is it possible that if you decide who you are and you live that person every day, not some days, I always joke about that because particularly in the exercise profession, there's this really weird concept called a cheat day and it's to do with food, can you believe it? So you eat whatever you're supposed to be eating and there's rules and regulations and rigid instructions on what you can eat 6 days a week. But on the seventh day, you can cheat. You can eat whatever you bloody well want. And I find that so fascinating because imagine if you did that in your relationships. Imagine if you said to your partner, 6 days a week, I'm going to be a great partner and I'm going to do all the right things and I'm going to love you and treat you beautifully and cuddle you and kiss you and do all the beautiful things that partners are supposed to do. But on the seventh day, I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to go out and do all of that with whoever I bloody well want. Obviously, that doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make any sense from a food point of view either, because why wouldn't you just live your life loving all the food that you eat every single day and not having rigid rules and regulations about what you can and can't have? Well, shouldn't relationships be the same? Wouldn't it be really nice if every relationship in your life, whether it was with your kids or your family or your partner or the people at your job or your sporting team or your church relationships, whoever it is, to be aware that you have no control over what they do, accept the worst, accept the risk that people are going to do bad stuff. And is it possible that not everybody will do bad stuff? And that's fantastic. But if they do, then it won't hurt you, it won't upset you, it won't pull you down. It can't, because you're expecting it and you are planning for it. And yes, isn't it awesome that people can add massive value to our lives? But I was also taught a very long time ago that people should add value to our life, not be our life. And I'll just ask that in a question form. Do you want the people in your life to be the reason that you're happy, or do you want to be really happy and that's the reason why you attract other happy people into your life? And you could replace the word happy with successful or funny or healthy, fit and strong, any of the things that are important to you. If you're a healthy, fit, strong person, is it possible that you will attract other healthy, fit, strong people into your life? And if you don't, it doesn't matter, because you would never go start smoking, taking drugs and stop exercising just to attract somebody else into your life. If you are financially successful or financially free or you're wealthy, then is it possible that you'll attract other financially free, wealthy people into your life? Is it possible that the skills and the discipline that it takes to become financially free would be respected by other financially free, wealthy people? Why would you go and blow all your money because you wanted to attract some poor people into your life? I know that sounds kind of bizarre, but you can put that across the board in every area of your life. Why would you change who you are to suit other people? Is it possible that if you be who you are, you will attract that into your life? More importantly, who cares if you don't? And I keep asking that question because if you like who you are, if you're healthy, fit and strong because that's important to you, if you have a career or business that you love because that's important to you, if you are financially free and you look after your money because that's important to you, if you have a set of standards that you expect in human behavior and you would never accept less than that in other people. So if you bring people into your life, you might have and when I talk about a non-negotiable standard of people, I do ask that question, what kind of person do you want to attract into your life? And if you have a list that says, I want somebody funny, I want somebody wealthy, I want somebody healthy, fit and strong, I want somebody who's intelligent, who loves to keep learning, I want somebody who thinks for themselves, I want somebody who's got a sport that they love, whatever is on your non-negotiable list, is it possible that you should ask that question first? Am I that person? Last but not least, when you do attract a beautiful person into your life, and you probably will, isn't it awesome that it doesn't matter if you don't? But I always ask this question, when you go some special place, would it be great to have somebody there that you could go, wow, look at that? If you're eating yummy food and you can do it together, if you have wow experiences together that would add value to the experience, and I'll ask that question again, wouldn't it be great to have people add value to your life, not be the reason that your life is great? Your life is already great. You have great people in your life because of who you are. And you won't accept less than that. So what a great experience. You go and do awesome things with awesome people because you've attracted them into your life. But I'll ask the question again, does it matter if you don't? And if you do, the people that you attract, wouldn't you want them to be independent, respectful, individual, unique humans that wouldn't change to suit you? So you are who you are and you're proud of who you are and you are going to live your life that way because that's who you are from a core value perspective, from what you believe in, what you stand for, what you would die for. Wouldn't you want to meet somebody the same? If you meet somebody who's prepared to become unhealthy for you or go broke for you or change their job for you or give up their sport for you, would it be important to ask the question why? If you are this person, if you are a healthy, fit, strong person who's financially free, who loves your career path and you love your sport, why would you give any of that up to be in a relationship with me? I'm just asking those questions because is it possible that if we start to compromise and we start to negotiate and we start to sacrifice who we are for somebody else, that we lose who we are, so we then stop respecting ourselves? And here's the all-important question. Why would somebody respect me if I don't respect myself? Why would somebody love me if I don't love myself? And I know that we hear that a lot, but think about it logically. If I don't like who I am, if I've got low self-esteem, low self-confidence, I'm down on myself, I wish I was a different person, I wish my life was different, what kind of person would I attract into my life? The reverse, if I'm a strong, passionate, powerful person who loves who I am, I'm living my life in a way that is important to me, and I'll go through that list again. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what my core values are. I know what I would die for, and that's probably a really good question to ask. What would you die for? Then why on earth would you sacrifice or negotiate any of those? And why would you want somebody else to do it for you? Is it possible that when you have two independent, unique, respectful people, when they meet each other, if there's sexual chemistry there, that's fantastic. And you might just have met your soulmate for the rest of your life and your life will be really, really exciting now because you found somebody like that. But why would you accept anything less than that? And wouldn't it be better to be on your own than to have a substandard relationship with anybody? Why would you accept disrespectful, unkind, rude, people who don't believe in you, don't hold you accountable to your goals or aren't excited about your goals, any of the things that are important to you? Why would you have those people in your life? Last but not least, I have no right to ask this question because I'm not a parent. I do worry, I do wonder what our kids are seeing. What example as adults are we living for our children? How do they know what a loving relationship is? How do they know what trust is? How do they know what respect is? How do they know how to choose a great person to put into their life if they don't see that we're living that example? So I have many, many children in my life who, yes, they're not mine, but I always share this. When I was 13 years of age, I looked for people over 50 who were healthy, fit and strong, who had a career that they loved, who were financially free and only had respectful people in their life, because those were the things that I thought would make a really great life, and I set a goal to have them. So I wanted to do a bit of market research to see if it was possible. So I spoke to people over 50 and asked them the question, are you healthy, fit and strong? Do you have a career that you love? Are you financially free? And do you have great people in your life? And I'm sure there are people in the world like that, but I didn't find any. And I asked a lot of people. Now, there were some people that had some of those things going. So they were healthy, fit and strong, but they had no money. Or they were really wealthy, but they had terrible relationships. Or they were healthy, fit and strong with no money, but their partner loved them dearly. So it was interesting to see what people were prepared to negotiate, to compromise and sacrifice. I set a goal at 13 that if a little girl like me ever came to me and I was over 50 and said to me, Roe, is it possible to be healthy, fit and strong, to have a career that you love, to be in great relationships and to be financially free, that my answer was going to be hell yes. But not because it was my answer, but because I was living that. That was who I am. That was my non-negotiable standards for my life. And I'm not asking anybody to do that. I'm just sharing that. Wouldn't it be nice if our kids had role models to know that it was possible for whatever they wanted to do, whether it was a career that they loved or great relationships or a healthy, fit, strong body for a long, long time. Wouldn't it be great if grandma and grandpa at 90 or 100 years of age were still able to play backyard cricket or tennis or go snow skiing with their grandkids? Wouldn't it be awesome if I look at my grandma and grandpa, they've had a career that they loved all of their life and they're still doing what they love to do. They never retired because they love it. Or they did retire financially free because they were so good at what they did that they could retire financially free. And I'm just giving some examples of, do we owe it to our kids to live the example of what happy could be? Now, the psychologists and psychiatrists are very hesitant about the word happy. But if you love your life, so you wake up every day, doesn't matter what's going on the outside, whether it's raining or sunny, whether there's traffic on the road or it's a clear road, whether there's a terrible global financial crisis happening or the business world is in a boom, whether there's healthy, fit, strong people everywhere or there's a worldwide pandemic, you would still wake up every single day loving your life, because the things you have no control over, you accept them, love them and learn from them. And the things that you do have control over, you are in control of them. So you are healthy, fit and strong. You do have a career that you love. You do have finances that are keeping you in a lifestyle that you are really loving, and you have great people in your life because you've attracted them. Could they be some great things to consider if you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader? And could they be some great things to consider if you want to wake up every day loving your life? Great question.